It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Well, winter weather is what's on everybody's minds this morning, but we are just a few weeks away from the deadline to register to vote in the March 6th primaries. That's February 5th. And believe it or not, early voting starts in just over a month on February 20th. So we're taking some time over the coming weeks to talk about those upcoming primary elections. And I'm talking this morning with KUT senior editor Ben Philpott. Thanks, Ben.
Good morning.
So, Ben, today we're talking about congressional races. Now, there's some in Central Texas that are going to be highly contested and some that are not. So let's talk about the not highly contested ones first.
Yeah. So, and these are all races that that the districts kind of tie somewhere into Central Texas. So we'll start with Representative Michael McCaul. He does have a GOP challenger. He also has plenty of money in the bank and good name ID, and is at least as of now projected to come out of that primary. There are seven Democrats running in the primary, so it'll be interesting to see who makes it to November there. Also, Republican Bill Flores, he's got a clear path to November. There's no Republican challenger. There are a couple of people running in the Democratic primary. Roger Williams doesn't have a challenger. He will have a Democrat in the fall. And then we've got Congressman John Carter. He does have a GOP challenger, four Democrats facing off against that in the Democratic primary to run in November. And then Lloyd Doggett doesn't have a Democratic challenger. There are a couple of Republicans running to face him in November.
So those candidates, of course, all incumbents. Now, there are some districts where the incumbent is not seeking reelection, so it's a wide open field. And there are a couple of those that touch the Central Texas area.
And I should just real quickly go back and say, you know, just because we're kind of blowing through those districts doesn't mean that something interesting couldn't happen and there could be close races in the fall. But at the moment, all things being equal, they are projected to have an easier time at reelection than not.
And certainly it sounds like an easier time in the primaries, at least.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Ben, so now on to the challengers. There are a couple of congressional districts that cover parts of Central Texas where the incumbent is not seeking reelection. So both the Democratic and Republican primaries, those are wide open.
Yeah, so one of them, probably the biggest one for us here in Austin, is Congressional District 21. Republican Lamar Smith is retiring. So that's really made it just a battle royale there, especially on the Republican side. There are 18 Republicans running in that Republican primary. And that, of course, the district runs from South Austin down to northern Bexar County, North San Antonio. There are four Democrats also running. And the Democrats, you know, again, have raised a good amount of money, but 18 on the Republican side.
Well, you got to imagine that's going to lead to a runoff.
It would be, I would be shocked if there were not a runoff. I could be wrong, but I would be shocked if there's not a runoff. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this race is that you can really say that pretty much every flavor of Republicanism, from, you know, the country club business class to Donald Trumpism, you know, it's all there. The wide spectrum is there. And it'll be really interesting to see who does come out of that primary. Also, another one without an incumbent is Congressional District 27. That's Republican Representative Blake Farenthold. Now, he's in Corpus Christi, but the district does come up into Central Texas. He was accused of sexual harassment and paid $84,000 to the accuser. Six Republicans are running to replace him on the ballot. Democrats also seeing a possibility to flip that seat because of the cloud of scandal surrounding it on the Republican side. Four Democrats are running in that race as well.
So, Ben, as part of our coverage leading up to primary day and then, of course, on to Election Day in November, the Texas Decides primary project is up and running again, where listeners can submit their questions that they want to know about elections, voting, processes, procedures, all of that good stuff. And we got a couple of questions from a listener, and so we're going to answer that quickly today. She had a multi-part question. The first part is, can I change my votes after the primary? We've talked a lot about primaries in Texas. Yeah. You do have to vote in either the Democratic or the Republican Party primary. You don't have to register with a party. Right. You have to vote in one or the other. And her question is about, can I change my vote after the primary?
So I'll answer that with two different scenarios because I was not able to get reach out to her and find out exactly what her meaning was. But if she means in a runoff, in other words, she voted for one person in the primary on election day, but then there's a runoff with maybe two other candidates, or maybe she's just decided she's not interested in the one that she originally voted for. Yes, in that runoff, you can switch your vote to whoever you want. Also, if she meant the general election, again, yes, you can vote for whoever you want then again in the general election. Let's say you decided to vote in the Republican primary on primary day, but at the general election time, you decided to vote for a Democrat. Absolutely. Same race. You can switch that. No problem.
So listener Donna Lane had a follow-up question. Also, will the incumbents be marked on the ballot? So when you go into vote early or go into vote, do you know who already holds the office if it's a race where the incumbent is running?
No, there will not be any marking there. I think that you could argue that's some kind of adding a bit of bias into the ballot selection. And so there will not be an incumbent. And in fact, we've seen in some primaries over the years that especially in maybe low interest or low information races, like some of the judgeships that we have, where you just really don't know who the two candidates are or three or whoever, you know, going into the polls, the incumbent has just simply not won because maybe they were the third person listed on the primary ballot and the first person ends up winning because people don't know and they just check the first person.
KUT senior editor Ben Philpott. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
We continue to take your questions for the Texas Decide series at KUT.org.